Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Hour number two here, Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andy Bunker, Smoking Joe Patrick. Lot to get to here in the second hour. Joe's going to get us an injury report in just a few minutes as we sort of talk through who will and won't be on the field today as the Falcons take on the Saints. Keys to a Falcons victory coming up in 20 minutes as well. And then just sort of some last thoughts as we get ready for this Week 12 matchup between the Falcons and their hated rival, the New Orleans Saints, on the road. Kickoff at 4:25. We'll hand off to the Falcons Radio Network coming up in about an hour from right now as well. You want to get to that?
Let's do it.
That injury report?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know if anybody heard, but Michael Penix Jr. out of this game, put on IR with the ACL tear. But in all seriousness, Drake London is going to miss this one. Obviously, the biggest name for the Falcons outside of the quarterback position, who will be missing. Believe that it's a PCL injury. Believe it's a sprain, basically a sprained knee. And it sounds like he's going to be able to go like sooner rather than later, that this is not going to be a long-term thing. Raheem Morris was saying.
Is that the same thing that kept him out against Miami, or was that a different?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
He's been banged up this year, man.
He had a shoulder at one point in the season,
yeah,
too.
I remember he got hurt week one against Tampa. Didn't miss any time, but you could tell
in
the next couple weeks. And then he missed the Miami game, and then obviously is missing today. That's a lot. So, I mean, it makes sense. He's the only guy they throw the ball to. But. Yeah, that's three injuries now in 10 games.
Yeah, yeah. And I should say, by the way, the injury report's brought to you by Baron Burton's Fireshire. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit thewsauce.com.
Or else Squidbilly's going to fight you.
also missing for the Falcons. Mentioned it earlier in the show, but Billy Bowman put on IR with an Achilles injury. That's never good. That could impact next year, but we'll get confirmation on that later. Josh Woods, who also missed last week, inside linebacker, is going to be out. And Zach Harrison also put on IR this week. A name that we probably haven't talked about enough with regards to injury, just because there's been some other significant guys week to week, but I really feel like he is maybe the best defensive lineman that this team has. I mean, and I know that that's kind of saying a lot, but I just feel like he's made massive strides. And remember that 49ers game?
Like, who is it that you're talking about?
Zach Harrison.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so big and long. I remember there was a defensive lineman in that draft where he was drafted, Tyree Wilson, who played for Texas A&M, who was a top six pick.
Texas,
he went to the Raiders.
Texas Tech, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Texas Tech. You're right, you're right. Yeah. And he was, you know, known, he had like 83-inch arms. Well, Zach Harrison had the second longest length, arm length in that draft class, and showing that he can use it this year.
Yeah, it's a shame because he was having, by far his best year, but he was such an impactful player on the defense. And when it timed out really poorly for the Falcons. He, Divine Diablo, and Jalen Walker all got hurt at the same time.
Yeah,
and the defensive performances the next couple of weeks really showed that. Now, Jalen Walker and Divine Diablo are back, but that helped in derailing this thing.
Yeah. Like you said, Divine Diablo, technically questionable, but he's expected to play with the club arm on his broken forearm. Malik Verdin, also questionable. He is a UDFA linebacker who we don't really know a lot about, but apparently seems to be pretty talented if the Falcons have, you know, kept him around for this long, despite the fact that he has not been able to play. So interested to see if he plays a part in this game because the team is down linebackers. Leonard Floyd, questionable with the hamstring that he injured a few games ago. Chris Lindstrom, questionable with the foot, although you'd think he's going to be able to play considering he's played with this foot injury the last couple weeks. I will note that he was in a walking boot following the Panthers' loss in the locker room. But I believe he has been previously as well and still played. And then Matthew Bergeron could play this week, returning from his ankle injury.
Okay. So, I mean, I think more guys back than
getting a little healthier.
A little healthier.
When you think about how important Diablo is and then those offensive linemen. But I would say, honestly, I have been disappointed by Matthew Bergeron this year. Yeah. And I would argue that Kyle Hinton, like the team hasn't really missed Bergeron really much at all with Hinton's level of play.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, just sort of like stacking up what's coming back versus what's lost. It does feel like a little healthier at spots. It's hard to feel like that, though, like given the nature of who is out.
Right.
Obviously, right. I mean, the starting quarterback, like you mentioned, Michael Penix out for the remainder of the year, and Drake London, who's, you know, 1A or 1B, however you want to stack it with him and Bijan on offense. I mean, those two guys have carried the majority of the load not being out there. And what we saw it look like when Penix and London were out against Miami, the offense just really had nothing to offer. So.
Should also be noted that if you look at the entirety of the Falcons injury report, like if you look on their website, because that shows anybody who has missed a practice or been limited in whatsoever gets put on this report, and there's probably 25 names on the Falcons list of players who have had some sort of modification of their practice, whether it's been for an injury, whether it's been for rest or whatever. So clearly a banged up group, or, you know, just a group that's trying to tough through it at this point of the year. And the Saints only have, I'm only counting six or seven names on theirs, and only one player is going to be definitely out, which is Brandon Cooks.
Okay. Big deal, obviously. I would say, like, week in, week out, it's such a crapshoot as far as who has who.
Yeah.
The Falcons have played teams that have been really, I mean, obviously that 49ers game, 49ers were dealing with tons of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
They showed up and played great.
Yeah.
The Falcons have been healthier than this at points and not played well too. I mean, it just is the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you're going to have guys unavailable on a week in, week out basis. You got to hope some of them, the guys that are injured, aren't like season long ones. And mm-hmm. the Falcons have dealt with some of that. The one that really sucks this week is Billy Bowman.
Yeah.
Like him getting, picking up
he's
an Achilles injury.
I mean, he's a starting player,
but in a walkthrough on Friday, what a shame.
Yeah. And that's honestly, the fact that it happens during a walkthrough makes you think, leads you to think that it is on the more severe side because it was clearly non-contact and all that kind of stuff. And we know how Achilles can just go kind of at any given point, and that's the maybe one of the reasons why it's got the name, the old legendary
the Achilles heel,
the Achilles.
It'll slow you down.
I did want to note though, like, on Diablo's return, obviously just helps to have Divine Diablo back because of what we saw this Falcons defense was when he was playing at his heights in the early portion of the season. But I would say in particular for this game, it helps against the Saints, who have a player that they like to utilize in a weird way, like Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. Juwan Johnson is like one of their better playmakers at the tight end position. And Alvin Kamara as well, that kind of bigger bodied running back. And so it helps to have Divine Diablo, who can cover all those guys basically on any given play, be able to track them around the field if needed, or just generally have the physicality to be able to bring them to the ground.
Yeah, I know about 15 minutes from now, we'll get into our keys to the game, where maybe you dial more into what it's going to take today, opponent specific. We haven't spent much time talking about the Saints yet because, again, so much big picture stuff happening and season-long injuries and what's next with the Falcons and all that. Like, the Saints are 2-8. Now, I know they won their last game against Carolina, and Tyler Shuck had a good performance. He was 19 of 27, 282 yards in the air, two touchdowns, his best performance in his young career. They're trying to see what they have in him as well.
Right.
So I don't know whether or not he'll be the future of the Saints at that position, but they don't know either. And, you know, an opportunity to go up against a young quarterback. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, when you looked at this matchup, you'd look at it and say, yeah, the Saints might be 2-8 at this point. I'm not surprised the Saints are 2-8. I'm surprised the Falcons are 3-7 and underdogs to the Saints. Week one.
Yeah.
Like, that would have surprised me if you told me that. Now, I'm not surprised now, having watched what's happened, but, you know, all that said, this is still a pretty bad team. Like, you're going to take on a pretty bad Saints team.
They're not like a talented team.
Exactly. And they're not bad in the same way that the Falcons are bad in that they've underperformed and guys have been hurt and stuff like that. Like, they knew this season was going to be like this. Now, again, they know the Falcons are coming to town. And they know that building's going to be rocking. It doesn't matter. Both teams are 0-10 right now. So they're trying to continue to ruin your season. But it should be an opportunity for the Falcons to get back into the win column against a team that is not good.
Yeah, and with everything, you know, with everything that's kind of flying around this Falcons football team right now, with the injuries, the significant injuries to significant players, and when your starting quarterback is out and out for the year, you know, that sends a ripple throughout the locker room. You know, like that even affects guys on defense, just in the day-to-day kind of the way that you show up. Or I should say it can affect those kinds of guys. And I asked Jeff Ulbrich this week about just kind of like what is the emotional status, I guess, of this team and of this defense, even though the injuries have really occurred on that other side of the football. And, you know, he didn't kind of address that specifically, but he did say that, like, when you're in this kind of a situation, players have a tendency to try to do too much. You know, you understand that your team is shorthanded in a certain way and you want to kind of step up. It's not out of malice or lack of effort. In fact, maybe it's almost of trying to overcorrect and, again, to his words, do too much. But it feels like that tendency is the exact thing that could really hurt you against a team mm-hmm. like the Saints, who can hit you with like these weird misdirection plays. And again, kind of like using Taysom Hill and having these kinds of gadget plays. And, you know, Jeff Ulbrich called them just like designer plays that are just these oddball plays that are specifically meant to beat you in certain ways. And if the Falcons don't play that kind of fundamental, solid, do your job kind of football on the defensive side of the ball, they could very well get exposed by this offense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel there's a lot of parallels in this matchup to the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not just the fact that Penix and London aren't available, but also just in terms of kind of what the Saints are. Now, the Miami game, we were talking about Mike McDaniel as, you know, kind of a sitting duck, like dead man walking. That does not seem to be the case, by the way. They fired their general manager, but they've won a couple football games since then, and I don't know, seems like maybe the organization has faith in him. I have no idea, but the narrative has shifted a bit in Miami. But one of the things we said going into that game was they don't really have anything to lose. Like, they've been embarrassed thus far this season. They have some talent and certainly have a play caller that has a bag of tricks. The same thing is true for the Saints. Like, the reason Kellen Moore is their head coach is because of what he's done as an offensive coordinator in the league. And, you know, they're 2-8. Now, they still have Alvin Kamara, like you said. Taysom Hill has been banged up this year, but he's going to play today. And Tyler Shuck has shown the ability to do some stuff. Chris Olave is a really good wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as we say they're not a very good team, just like any NFL team does, there's guys that can play on the roster.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no reason they can't come out here and try some stuff to catch you off guard and try to catch you sleeping. Because, again, they got nothing to lose. They're 2-8, and they were supposed to be.
Yeah, and I think they almost, like, buy into that as, like, where they are in their process right now. Like, they know that they're not, you know, playing with the NFL elite right now, that they're kind of in a rebuild. As much as the Saints do rebuilds, this is a rebuild.
Yeah, this is a rebuild.
They put off year after year after year, but finally with Derek Carr retiring, they decided to bite the bullet and do it. But they're kind of, like, a danger because they have that kind of mentality, and that's why I'm especially interested to see just how the Falcons play, because they're the opposite. They were a team that came in with a very high hopes this season, had very lofty expectations, lofty goals to win this division. You know, believe it or not, that's what they were talking about, you know, going into week one of their goals of the season. That's out the window. So how does the Falcons continue to show up on Sundays? What condition, both like physically, but also emotionally and mentally, do they show up against a Saints team that's kind of like a caged dog, so to speak?
I will say, as we'll sort of get back into the matchup and that stuff in like 10 minutes in the keys, just from a big picture standpoint, we were talking about this off the air a little bit. I was thinking about it driving in. Like, to me, that's where the Falcons have missed the worst over the last couple of years. And it's not just them that have done it, because I think, you know, win projections in Vegas and conversations here on the radio station and even nationally, especially last year, were a lot about winning the South. Like, you're the best team in the South. Playoffs are the expectation. I do think that nationally, that stuff quieted a little bit coming into this year. I think by and large, people understood that Tampa was the best team in the division, the way that they played the last couple of years and who was coming back and all that. But still, the expectation was to be at the very least around 500, if not 9-8, 10-7, and find a way into the playoffs. But like, it's not just like, okay, we think we're that team, because every team going into the year, whether they're the Saints this year, the Falcons or whatever, are going to give the positive messaging of we've got an opportunity this season. But the Falcons did was that they genuinely believed it and made decisions as such.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
we heard them say that in the press conference.
Oh, without question. Like you can't, you know, tell us that you're not going to be drafting in the top 10 for years. And that's why we can do this at quarterback, sign a guy and draft a guy and then go out and do what they've done 2 years in a row. So I know right now we're kind of going through the report card of Terry Fontenot. It's like, well, he gets an F for this and an A for this. No, I mean, like, you can do that if you want. There's really only two things that matter right now for me, which is we're in year five and they're probably not going to the playoffs again. You don't get to do 5 years at general manager and never make the playoffs. But you also don't get to do that while over the last couple of years signifying that you're pretty sure you're gonna, right?
Like, stating it outright. I mean, they were like, we're not going to be drafting this high again. They are going to be drafting. Well, actually, they won't be drafting.
Well, they won't be, but somebody will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's another part of it, because you traded it away because you were sure.
Right.
That's what I mean. The actions speak louder than words. Everybody's going to say they think they're going to be good.
Right.
But like, they've been walking around like peacocking around like they were going to be doing something. And again, you know, just that, it looks very much like we're going to be at home in the postseason.
And that's where I've given Terry Fontenot credit in the past for having courage of his convictions in that respect. But also it's like, okay, well, there's also accountability to be taken when it doesn't work out the way that you thought.
Eventually you have to be right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately they haven't been. We'll come back and give you the keys to what it's going to take for the Falcons to beat the Saints today, right here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Be sure to stay tuned for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That'll be at halftime, the Falcons Radio Network broadcast of the Falcons and Saints game, which kicks off in about 3 hours from right now. We'll hand off to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show with Mike and Bo in about 40 minutes. Keys to a Falcons victory coming up right now. Tailgate Show, Wade Ford Tailgate Show, brought to you by Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more. The ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at thewsauce.com. Made some ribs on the green egg yesterday.
Nice.
And watched, did a bunch of stuff around the house. Finally, there was a closet door that we needed to get hung, so we got that up. That was very fun. Never done that before. Easier than I thought it was going to be. Hmm. So we got that done. Then we had ribs going on the smoker kind of all day. Man, what a treat.
You felt like a man?
I felt like I felt like a man and the man. You know what I mean?
Right,
cuz like this job, you know, we talk about football, but we're not playing football,
right,
you
right.
know? We're just talking about it. So like there's not a lot of like genuine heavy lifting going on around mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm. So I got to scratch that itch with housework stuff, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. I got to hang a door, I got to mow my own whatever.
Got to smoke meats.
Yeah, we're smoking meats and hanging doors yesterday. I felt like an absolute hero. And the ribs were delicious. And yeah, then we got eating them on the porch watching Oregon USC, which unfortunately looked like maybe USC was going to be able to hang, then they couldn't. And then that kind of rolled right into the Georgia Tech game, which what an insanely bad start for Georgia Tech. They got back in it. I mean, it was 35-28 in the second half, which when they're down 28-0, it did not look like that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they come up short, so tough sledding at this point for them with what their season could have been.
And
obviously, they won't be in the ACC championship game.
When King threw that interception on the goal line, that was just such a backbreaker.
I know.
Because I think if he doesn't throw that pick, if they score there, they might win that game.
They might. And it's so unfortunate for that to be the reason, too, because he'd been so good. Like, he's the reason they were 9-1 going into the game. And then for him to kind of have that kind of performance on that stage when they needed him the most really sucks. And he's still a legend in the program and a great career and all that, but really hoping his final game at Bobby Dodd would have finished with a more appropriate ending, but
that's the
way that it went, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, hopefully the Falcons can get a better finish today against the Saints. They've had an opportunity over the last three games, and that's why one of my keys is just play better down the stretch. Like, find a way to not make the mistake. And I don't even do that. Like, that's a negative way of put it. find a way to do the right thing. Like, make the right play. Cover the kick when you need to. Make the extra point. Whatever it is. Make the tackle when the guy is trying to get his team into field goal range.
Yeah.
Make the mentally appropriate play at the right time. Because I'd be surprised if this game doesn't come down to the fourth quarter.
No doubt. I think for me, one of the keys, and this is not like a team thing, but it feels like in this game, among all games, you need somebody, or maybe hopefully multiple somebodies, to really like give you a spark. Mm. I don't know if that's like a bit, you know, a kickoff return or, you know,
a big interception or something.
Yeah, something like that. But it feels like one of those games where, again, I worry about kind of the emotional state of where this team is, and it feels like you need something to go good for you in a big way, and hopefully early in the game to kind of set the tone.
Haven't spent a ton of time on that part of it, right? Like the emotions of being 3-7,
mm-hmm,
just because I don't know, you have certainly a better way of knowing than most of us being in the locker room and being around them all the time. But like, I don't know, we always kind of, if we're talking about whether or not the locker room is still engaged, that's bad news. Like,
right,
no one talks about that on 10-1 teams.
Yeah.
You only talk about it during this times of seasons. And also, you don't get a lot of credit for if they are, you know?
Right.
Okay, cool. Guys are still locked in and trying to do their jobs. Well, good. They should be. I mean, it's professional football.
Yeah.
But we also understand the human side of it. And I do think, you know, as much as, to me, today is a big litmus test of like whether or not Kirk Cousins can still play starting caliber quarterback in the NFL, it's a good litmus test for the emotion of the team too.
And,
like,
you'll
know early too.
Yeah, and I think that in this particular game and moment it's most important to kind of watch for it because of, one, obviously the big injury that kind of changes what the future is going to be for the organization in the near term, both this season and then potentially even into next season, but that's maybe a whole nother can of worms. But then also it's the loss that gives you your seventh loss on the season and kind of puts the playoffs out of realistic contention. Like, you can make the argument that at six losses you can, you know, keep playing, and if
this
you go on a big
eight.
run. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Right. This would be the eighth. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, after you pick up that seventh loss, that's the one that really puts you on the outs, especially the games that they have lost. Now, the team is not mathematically eliminated as we sit here right now. But I think that you can make the argument that even if they were to win the rest of their games throughout the season, they could, they likely would be mathematically eliminated by the time you get there because of all the teams that they've lost to and the tiebreakers that they lose to.
Let's just do this because we haven't been able to all year.
Okay.
And we probably won't be able to at any point. But, like, yeah, let's look at the teams that are ahead of the Falcons in the standings for the playoffs.
All right.
Because that's sort of a playoff-ish conversation.
Sure.
Right? But, no, you make a good point. Right? Like, there's a lot of really good teams in the NFC. The Eagles are 8-2. The Rams are 8-2. The Bears are 7-3. The Bucks, who are in the division, are 6-4 right now. Which, again, that's the other frustrating thing about it is the Bucks have kind of, through injury, stepped on a couple of rakes the last couple of weeks.
I know.
And if the Falcons had been able to close out two of these last three, they'd
be right there. Right there.
They would be right there. Because, again, like, as frustrating and as much as we live with this stuff week in, week out, it's a long season, man. Mm-hmm. So much can happen throughout 17 games. You saw it last year with the Falcons at 6-3 with a three-game lead in the division with two wins over Tampa. And again, an injury here, some bad mistakes there, and it slips away from you. There's nothing saying that Tampa can't have that happen to him too, but you're just not in position to take advantage of it. Seahawks are 7-3. Packers are 6-3-1. 49ers are 7. Like, there's so many teams above 500 right now in front of you. And then there's also tiebreakers that you've lost as well with some of those other teams. Like,
to the Panthers?
3-7 is a massive hole to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to think about what else is in front of you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, the Falcons would, maybe not in an ideal world, but they would love to be where the Panthers are right now.
Oh, it's, yeah.
If you're 6-5, you're half a game out of first place in the division. And
you kidding me? They would trade places with the Panthers in a second. Right
and
now.
That's where the Falcons would be had they beaten the Panthers in those two games in which they've played and which they've been favored. Mm-hmm. And they have not done that. So, yeah, it's like, I mean, the Falcons, they've done it to themselves. They just have not won the football games they should have been winning to this point. Like we said, they've yet to win a game in which they've been favored, which maybe speaks better to their chances this week.
Yeah, it means they have a chance to win today because they're not favored. They are underdogs to the 2-8 New Orleans Saints. I will say also get off to a good start because that's been you know, there's only been a couple of games where they've gotten off to a really bad start, but in those games, the game's over. Like, they've not had the ability to come back into games when they've gotten off on the wrong foot. The first Carolina game, the Dolphins game, obviously, like, and it seems crazy to even suggest that could happen, but this is that team. This team did those things. Mm-hmm. So, and this is only the 11th game, so we're not that far removed from them doing that. So, you know, again, this is such a low bar, but don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't have today, because, again, we kind of talked briefly about this last week. This isn't the show, or maybe you and I aren't really the guys that even do this, but, like, we're not going to do a ton of, like, who gets fired if it goes wrong kind of stuff. We just briefly mentioned that if last week didn't go well, who knows. I think we're at that point now. Like, certain types of losses to your rival at this point would make you 3-8. I think it's a fair who knows situation if this game goes sideways like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think to have that good start, like, that requires, like, you got to be good on special teams. Like, the game is going to start with a special teams play. Make that a good one. You know, like, it's those kinds of things that kind of set you up in a position to win. And unfortunately for the Falcons, too often this season, they've done the opposite. They've kind of put themselves in a hole, in part due specifically to special teams play. One of the other keys for me is going to be having a plan in the passing game against man coverage. Like, we talked about this earlier in the show, but that is what you're going to get from the Saints, probably anyway, but especially with what teams have been doing, defensive coordinators have been doing against Kirk Cousins in particular, just with him not really having a ton of juice left in that arm, it looks like, and they're going to want to get after him. They're going to want to pack the box, shut down the run game, blitz, you know, bring pressures, make it messy for Kirk Cousins. And if that's what the opposite teams are doing, what you're going to get in the passing game is one-on-one matchups on the other side of the football. But you've got to be able to exploit those one-on-one matchups. And he, unfortunately, when he's played recently, has not been able to do that successfully. And I think part of it is on Zach Robinson. Like if you're going to exploit man coverage, you got to have the passing schemes that are doing that. And so it'll be an interesting test to see if they can.
Yeah, and I think my next key kind of comes back to Zach Robinson too, which is, I mean, we've been begging them to lean on the run game more heavily the last 5 weeks. And I know the other team is trying to take that away from you. You know the other team's trying to take that away from you. But isn't it incumbent on you to be able to dictate to them also, right? Especially if Lindstrom and Bergeron are able to play today, then your offensive line will at least be back to the healthiest it's been.
Yeah.
You know, we understand that the starting right tackle hasn't played all season, but this is the starting lineup that played the first five games when the run game really was doing a lot of the heavy lifting. You know what New Orleans is going to try to do to slow you down. They're going to try. I mean, they were effective in taking Rico Dowdle away from the Panthers a couple weeks ago as well. That's a big part of how the Saints beat the Panthers 2 weeks ago. And then, by the way, they're coming off a bye. So they're going to be as ready and as healthy and all that for this game as they can be. But they did a really nice job taking him away 2 weeks ago. You got to find a way to make sure Bijan and Algier are the identity of this football team today.
No doubt about it. Maybe that's getting the screen game going potentially with a guy like Bijan. You know, like you might have to get creative with the ways that you do it, but there's always ways to exploit what defenses are doing and get the ball in your best player's hands. And that's the mark of a good offensive coordinator, is being able to, you know, accurately predict what defenses are going to throw at you and then be able to throw your counter bunches effectively.
All right, we'll grab another break, come back with our final big segment where we'll just sort of get our last thoughts out. We'll take another quick one after that, and right at the top of the hour, give score predictions and all that, hand off to the Falcons Radio Network. But final segment coming up next year on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you for about 20 more minutes before the Falcons Radio Network pregame show takes over. Saw Mike Johnson warming up in the bullpen. Getting ready.
Getting loose.
Hot takes, stats, breakdown, everything you can stomach.
He had a Hardee's bag next to him, which is like the prime fuel, you know, that goes into those kinds of takes.
Yeah.
That's what you got to get in your body.
Hardee's. That's what gets the hot takes going?
I think so, yeah.
Hot takes come from like an indigestion sort of place.
Yeah, you need some saturated fats in there. You need a good mix of the macros, you know, your fats and your carbs.
Well, you know what you could put on top of that is some Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce.
That's right.
Your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more. The ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at thewsauce.com. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by the W Sauce. Obviously, they'll take over and get you ready. Kickoff at 4:25 today between the Falcons and the Saints. Handful of games already underway, of course, in the 1 o'clock window. Got a tie game between the Steelers and the Bears at 7. Nope, scratch that. The Steelers just took the lead, 13-7. Bengals up early on the Patriots, 3-0. The Giants, led by Jameis Winston, out to a 10-0 lead over the Lions in Detroit.
Wow.
Well, that's not great.
Yikes.
Have to imagine the Lions will probably come back in that one, but 10-0 early for the Giants.
Giants are a good example of a team, though, that, you know, they fired the coach and the quarterback is, you know, not playing, and they're still fighting hard.
Still fighting hard, and Jameis Winston is also an example of a guy that could potentially be a bridge quarterback for a team that has to maybe wait next year for their starting quarterback to get healthy.
I would
sign me up right now.
Give me entertainment. Yep. We're in the entertainment business, you know?
Sign me up right now.
That's I'm totally for it.
If Penix can't go week one next year, which is possible. I don't know if it's likely or whatever, but it's possible. You're going to want a guy who's not going to be a potential starter. Like, you want a viable backup who can bridge and, you know, team, locker room, whatever. I think he's the perfect candidate.
And he's confident.
Yeah.
Like, he's led a team, many teams before.
Yeah.
He's got so many, you know, boxes that he ticks, basically.
He's just going to travel the world and entertain a different fan base every single year. Because he's still not, like, Jameis is not an old man.
Yeah.
Like, Jameis was probably 32, maybe 33.
Yeah,
I don't know,
like,
but he's not old. Like, he still has plenty of backup quarterback left in him.
Certainly younger than a lot of the other free agency quarterbacks that are on the market. I don't know if you've seen the list, but it is like Joe Flacco, Tyrod Taylor, like 35 plus.
Just take a quick, I was guessing at it right there. Guess how old Jameis is.
I mean, I'm 32.
31 years old.
31. Yeah.
That's,
wow.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Wow. Do it. Because again, somebody's going to, assuming that this sort of goes the way that it's probably going to, you're not going to have Kirk Cousins on the roster next year for $57.5 million, right?
That's not going to be happening.
He's not going to restructure and be the guy who bridges until Penix comes back. What Kirk Cousins is trying to do over the next seven games is play football well enough to show another team that he could be a starting quarterback. And the Falcons would benefit from that. That would be great. If Kirk Cousins can actually win football games over the next seven and give us something to be happy about down the stretch. Because again, for all the people, because this happens, unfortunately, every single year right around this time, people advocate for the Falcons to start losing so they can get a better draft pick. Well, they don't have their first round draft pick.
Don't even have to worry about that.
Again, you still have other picks.
Sure.
And your spot in the second round is determined by how you finish. But people seem to only really care about the positioning of the first round draft pick. So there's no, you know, there's no like high-minded argument that losing is good, which I never buy anyway, but there's not even that factor this year. So you got to just go with being a fan and root for your team to win. Hopefully he can play and then show another team whatever, but like, give him something to be happy about today. Like, Falcons fans want to see the Falcons beat the Saints today.
I totally agree, and honestly, like, in terms of like wanting the team to win, like I don't want to tell anybody how to feel about the Falcons, but like,
how you want a fan.
Of course. But it is, in my opinion, not in anyone on the Falcons' best interest for them to go out and lose football games at this point. Because what the Falcons need right now is to build a winning culture. Like there is not like a winning culture. When you go, what is it going to be, 8 years or 7 years with a losing record consecutively? That means you don't have a winning culture, so you have to build that. And you know, even if it's not going to result in a winning record this season, still, you need to go into you need to understand what it takes to win games in the fourth quarter, so that next time you have a team to 3rd and 21, you're winning that game. You know, when you have a lead or making the extra, whatever it is. You know, in all the ways the Falcons have lost games, you need to find a way to get on the other side of those results. And even if it's not going to result in a playoff appearance this year, that still contributes to something that can be beneficial to you down the line next year and the years to come.
Definitely. And I also think it can contribute based on who are the people leading it, right? Like we talked about earlier in the show, a lot of these guys are going to be here, which is good because a lot of these guys are young and really talented and have a lot of growing to do in their NFL careers. Like, the last thing you want is for a group of guys to sort of get used to this. And I would imagine there are some players like Grady Jarrett, even as great of a player as he was and had an amazing Falcons career, has that famous quote of same year, different, or same crap, different year,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like he was trying to win every single week,
right.
but he got worn down by what it was to be in this perpetual situation every November and December as a Falcon. Like, the last thing you want is for Jalen Walker or James Pierce or Divine Diablo or any of these guys that are going to be a part of the defense next year and going forward to get there. Like, you don't want to get jaded by what
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. Yeah, jaded. That's a good word.
And if they're, and again, I don't blame Grady for that. He's right.
Right.
He's right. And now he's somewhere else, and that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I wish greatly that they could have put better players around him. The best defensive line they put together was the offseason they lost him. This one.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been awesome to have him on this defensive line. I understand maybe you wouldn't have been able to have all the people money wise, but you know what I mean? Like, they didn't put anybody next to him for a decade and then finally went after it the year that they lost him this offseason. The last thing you want is for any of that to creep into any of these guys' mind. And I also think that, like, if you can close, and I know we don't believe that, like, momentum exists from year to year, really, in the NFL. Like, if this team goes 6-1 down the stretch, that doesn't really mean a ton for next September. But if the young guys play well and you get, you know, maybe a few more James Pierce sacks and Jalen Walker playing well and whoever else, Xavier Watts in the back end, like, those guys play well, then you can look to what they could be next year.
Right.
I don't know that the result on the field, like, rolls into momentum in September because it's going to be so many different guys.
Yeah.
Not only that, like, it might be different people leading them.
Yeah.
But you just want to see these young guys play well because they're going to, these are, a lot of these guys are the future of the Falcons.
I agree. I mean, it's hard to say that, the team is going to go, if they go, what do they have, 7 games left? Let's say, like, if they go 2-5 the rest of the year, they're just going to, like, snap back and be, like, a good team next year. Like I feel like if they are going to be a good team next year, if that is to happen, it will be because they finish this year out strong. And it's not like 1-1 like momentum, like
right,
you say, like
momentum.
Going from play to play.
It's because they have
but it's developing that mindset and kind of changing the dynamic that happens within each player's head inside the locker room.
Yeah, all that to say, I mean, I hope that's what happens. It's just been a brutal 5 in a row, man.
It's terrible. Like, yeah,
it's got to be weighing on them.
Yeah,
you know, just like from the human aspect, you got to want these guys to go out there and play good today, just so they can have a fun flight home.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
And for Falcons fans,
feel for them.
For Falcons, I mean, the sun's going to be down by the time the game's over. You know, don't go into the Sunday night darkness sad. You know, like you have the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, the 4 o'clock games hit different when your team is struggling and you're watching
4:25 post fall back.
Yeah.
It's going to be dark.
You got to be good.
It's going to be dark by halftime, yeah. Man. And people are like, all right, to hell with this. Click. I got Monday to get ready for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a key. Don't make people turn the game off at halftime. All right.
Don't have people thinking about dinner.
Yeah, or whatever, or Monday, because people already have the Sunday scaries.
Right.
You know,
right.
You don't want those.
Right.
Don't be a part of that.
Help all of us. Keep the Sunday scaries away.
Keep them at bay. Give people something to be happy about into the evening tonight. We'll come back and wrap things up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last few moments for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show here before we hand off to the Falcons Radio Network. As always, the Wade Ford Tailgate Show has been proudly brought to you by Montlick Injury Attorneys. Injured? Pick the right attorney. Choose Montlick. Call Pound Win. Andy Bunker, Smoke, and Joe Patrick every Sunday here with you on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Latest one, well, no. We've had Sunday night. We had Sunday night once. I was going to say the latest one we've had. Noon start was kind of nice, though.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go to church, the early church service this morning and get right. A couple extra prayers.
Hopefully that helps today. Hopefully the Falcons went to church.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't leave it up to me or ourselves. You know what I mean? We can't blame ourselves for what this team is. I know people have rituals and good luck charms and stuff like that. It's not your fault. In fact, it's to your credit. The fact that you're still here with them at 4:25 today, dialed in at 3-7 after years of this. It's your credit.
Yeah,
you deserve,
no doubt.
Falcons fans deserve so much better than this. And someday they will get it. Someday it'll happen. There's going to be a parade down Peachtree one day, and we're all going to enjoy it, and it's going to be the biggest party in the history of the world. I don't know if how we transition from that to today, but hopefully today they can get a win and beat the Saints and just give us something to be happy about.
Yeah, something to be happy about today. That would be fantastic. And, you know, especially against the Saints, it's hate week, right?
Like, yeah, that's right.
You know, it always feels like
we're hating ourselves a lot more than we're hating the Saints right, this week. But yeah, it is hate week.
And you want to win this week if you're the Falcons because of all the stuff that's happened regardless. But then the fact that it also happens to be the Saints, like that would just make it all the sweeter.
Yeah, and we've hit on this a little bit. I know it's been mentioned this week as one of the narratives, and it's true. This stretch that we're in did start last year against this team. And you mentioned it earlier. It was week 11 last year, game 11 last year, when the team was 6-3 and just didn't play particularly well against the Saints. And then obviously Kirk picks up the injury, which ultimately derails everything. And they're 5-13 since then. They were 6-3. And, you know, we're talking, he's offensive player of the week all these things are possible and it's looking great. And, you know, that performance was really bad. And even still with that performance, you thought, you know, all right, maybe you could do this or that.
Sure.
No, it's since then has just been an unraveling, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, 5-13 is, I mean, that feels right though. Like
it does.
It very
honestly,
much feels.
13 does. Where's the 5?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We got 5 since hard, then? It's, wow.
Those gonna get lost sometimes.
But think of the 5, though. Think of what the 5 were. The 5 were that Vegas game where Kirk got benched, right? The most, like, felt like a lost win of all time, and me and Randy were so hungover the next day in Vegas talking about that thing, which is the only way to do that show, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Giants,
right?
At the end of the year where they were awful and Penix played okay, but I think it was his first start.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 3 that they've got this year, you know, like rookie JJ. You had the Commanders with no Daniels.
Yep.
And then the great win against the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills.
The Bills. The one that makes no sense. The other 4 were against crap teams in the spiral, and then somehow you beat the Josh Allen Bills on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, where's that team? Get that team back this week.
That's the team we want to see.
That's
you want to do a score prediction?
Not really, but I will. I'll do, gosh, I think it's going to be a slog. I think the Falcons are going to win this game.
I do too.
And I usually, like, I'm not shy to bet against or to predict against the Falcons.
Neither am I.
I'll go 20-17 Falcons.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something.
Something ugly.
Hideous like that. Yeah, like 19-12.
Yeah, that's a good.
The Falcons are
going to
win 19-12. But you know what? They're going to win. And that's a win by a touchdown, which is what I hope happens. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next time.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.